Today's devotional is Micah 6, verses 1 to 5. Hear what the Lord says. Arise, plead your case before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, you mountains, the indictment of the Lord, and you enduring foundations of the earth. For the Lord has an indictment against his people, and he will contend with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? How have I wearied you? Answer me. For I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, devised, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him, and what happened from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord. Here in Micah 6, we are starting another cycle of judgment and hope mixed into it. If you've been following along, in the first five chapters, we've already gone through two cycles of God showing the Israelites how they've gone astray, yet also promising grace and future deliverance. Remember, in Micah 5, it was the end of the second cycle, with a focus on the hope of Jesus and God lifting up the remnant. And again, here in Micah 6, we are starting a third cycle, beginning with God showing how the Israelites have gone astray. These five verses are very interesting because it's an example of a covenant lawsuit. What does a covenant lawsuit mean? In the Old Testament, God established his covenant with the Israelites on several occasions. Covenants at that time were sacred agreements between two parties, enacted through a set structure, including stipulations, what the contractual relationship would be, sanctions, blessings for following the agreement or curses for breaking it, and witnesses, to name a few of the components of a covenant. If you read through the covenants of the Old Testament, you'll see all these components in setting up these sacred agreements between God and his people. For example, the Ten Commandments were part of the law given by God to the Israelites on Mount Sinai. It's what God expects of his people. Now, a covenant lawsuit is what happens when one party accuses the other of breaking the covenant. And like the actual covenant itself, there are several components to it, which we see in the passage. First, God is the plaintiff, the one bringing up the case. In verses 1 and 2, Micah writes, "Hear" a couple times. Hear the indictment of the Lord, for the Lord has an indictment against his people. And who are the witnesses in this case? Also from verses 1 and 2, it's the mountains and the hills. Just like the mountains were sometimes witnesses in the covenants themselves, they are witnesses here in the lawsuit as well. And God is asking Israel to explain their side. From verse 1, he says, "Arise, plead your case before the mountains." And in verse 3, he commands them, "Answer me." In verses 4 and 5, God starts to make his case. He tells the people of the ways that he has been faithful and has held up his end of the covenant. In verse 4, God tells of the Exodus, how he brought the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt and gave them leaders in Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. Then in verse 5, he says to remember the incident of Balak and Balaam. Balak wanted Balaam to curse the Israelites, but Balaam's donkey spoke wisdom to the prophet and prevented him from cursing them. In verse 5, God also mentions Shittim and Gilgal. These are two important places for the Israelites. Shittim was the place where the Israelites last camped before crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land. And Gilgal was the first place they camped after crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land. In between the two places, God miraculously stopped the Jordan River, similar to what he did to the Red Sea in the Exodus, so that his people could cross over on dry land. And when they reached Gilgal, there they set up 12 stones as a memorial to this miracle of God. God tells them to remember these significant moments and places, to remember his covenant faithfulness time and time again. We'll continue in Micah 6 tomorrow, but for today, given what we read, let's take a moment to remember God's covenant faithfulness to us. Like the Israelites, we are so prone to forgetting his faithfulness, even after experiencing amazing miracles by him in our lives. We need to remember specific moments where God has provided for us, so that we do not live as though he is distant and unfaithful, and so that we don't need to get to a point where God brings a covenant lawsuit against us. We talk a lot about how this COVID-19 season has been tough for people overall, how it's been really challenging for our world as a whole. Yet even just within this season, how have we experienced God's covenantal faithfulness? A quick way for me is that I've seen God work in family group. I think he's definitely brought our group closer in the past few months, and been working in specific individuals in ways that seem unlikely in normal circumstances. For our church, God has blessed us with a lot health-wise and has drawn many people closer to himself, including the people who shared their testimonies and got baptized this past weekend. Even just looking in the rooms that we are in right now, I think it's safe to say that we've experienced God's faithfulness in some way or another here over the past few months. Can we remember today and use these experiences to feel more trust in God moving forward and more confidence in him? Let's do that today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this passage, and Lord, we pray that today we would be able to remember all of your goodness to us. God, we pray that you would forgive us for the ways that we forget, just like the Israelites. But God, help us to remember this day, specific moments recently where you've been faithful, and just throughout our whole lives, all the ways that you've been faithful to us. Of course, with the biggest example being your love displayed to us on the cross. Lord, I pray that you would in turn use these moments, use this these memories to give us greater trust in you moving forward. Help us to be a people who learn and expect amazing things from you. We praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.